आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। इंडियाज फर्स्ट बुलेट ट्रेन टू बी लॉन्च ऑन August 15, 2027 बिटवीन मुंबई एंड अहमदाबाद। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्रेट ग्रैंड इंटरनेशनल एक्सपोजिशन ऑफ सेक्रेड पीपरवार रेलिक्स related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi tomorrow. For the first time, Indian Army's animal contingent to march on Kartavya Path in National Capital during Republic Day Parade 2026. 40 people killed and 115 injured in fire at Swiss ski resort during New Year Eve celebrations. Violent protests erupt across Iran over worsening economic conditions. And decks cleared for setting up of National Sports Board as key provisions of India's National Sports Governance Act come into force. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said, India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Bilimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Surat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Bilimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open. Then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension bogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
The Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnaw said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a grand international exposition of sacred Piparwar relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi tomorrow. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Piparwar relics discovered in 1898 hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism, a report.
The exposition will be held at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. It will bring together, for the first time, the Piparwar relics repatriated after more than a century from Piparwar that are preserved in the collection of the National Museum of New Delhi and the Indian Museum of Kolkata. The Piparwar relics, discovered in 1898, are among the earliest and most historically significant relic deposits directly connected to Lord Buddha. The exposition will highlight India's deep and continuing civilizational link with the teachings of Bhagavan Buddha and reflects the Prime Minister's commitment to preserve India's rich spiritual and cultural heritage. With Rishu Jaiswal, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
For the first time, Indian Army's animal contingent will march on Kartavya Path in the National Capital during Republic Day Parade 2026. It will showcase the vital role animals play in military operations across some of the country's most challenging terrains. The contingent will feature 2 Bactrian camels, 4 Zanskar ponies, 4 raptors, 10 Indian breed army dogs, along with 6 conventional military dogs currently in service. The Indian Army said the specially curated animal contingent of the Remount and Veterinary Corps will highlight the contribution of animals in safeguarding the nation's frontiers. According to the Army, the contingent represents a blend of tradition, innovation and self-reliance within its operational ecosystem. Leading the column will be Bactrian camels recently inducted for operations in the cold deserts of Ladakh. A major highlight of the parade will be the Army dogs, often referred to as the silent warriors of the Indian Army. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a 2-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. He will attend several functions in Chennai and Vellore. Here is more from our correspondent.
All arrangements are made for the convocation ceremony of Dr. MGR Educational and Research Institute in Chennai. Vice President will be delivering convocation address and graduates in many disciplines will be given degree certificates in the function. Later, Vice President will attend Ramnath Goenka Sahitya Samman ceremony in the city. He will also grace public reception at Kalaivana Rangam and attend a civic reception hosted by Tamil Nadu Governor at Chennai Lok Bhavan. Tomorrow, he will attend a function in Velour and attend 9th Siddha Day celebration in Chennai. K. Devi Padmanabhan, Akashvani News, Chennai.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Today, in this special series, we take a look at Bairabi Sairang railway line, which was connected with the national railway network for the first time.
The Bairabi Sairang railway line is a strategically significant rail infrastructure project aimed at providing seamless rail connectivity to Mizoram and integrating it with the national railway network. With a total length of over 51 kilometers, the project represents a major step in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to improve connectivity in remote and hilly regions. The project was sanctioned in 2008 and the foundation stone was laid in November 2014. The project was reviewed by Prime Minister Modi in a Pragati meeting in 2016. Following the Prime Minister's guidance and intervention through the Pragati mechanism, the project was taken up for close monitoring. One of the key issues impacting project implementation was the poor condition of National Highway 154, which was crucial for the transportation of heavy machinery and construction materials. Additionally, land acquisition issues over a stretch of approximately 4 kilometers pending with the government of Mizoram posed further constraints. During the Pragati review, the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways was directed to expedite the improvement of NH-154, while land acquisition matters were taken up at the appropriate level with the state government. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today, in this special series, Year of Reforms, we bring you India's progress in the technology sector in 2025.
In 2025, India marked a defining inflection point in its scientific and technological journey. The country demonstrated a shift from technology adoption to technology creation, supported by large-scale investment and institutional reforms. The year saw major advances in artificial intelligence. Under India AI mission, the government committed over 10,000 crore rupees to build ethical, human-centric AI systems. Recently, the country climbed to third place in Stanford University's 2025 Global AI Vibrancy Rankings. The year also marked decisive progress in semiconductors and advanced manufacturing. Last year, India launched two facilities in Noida and Bengaluru dedicated to 3-nanometer chip design, placing the country within the global high-end chip ecosystem. Similarly, in September last year, the country's first indigenously developed Vikram 32-bit chip was presented to Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Semicon India 2025 conference. The year also recorded significant milestones in space and strategic technology. The successful launch of NISAR, the world's most advanced Earth observation radar satellite, marked a historic India-US collaboration.
Kairut ka Infinity Campus, Bharat ki nayi soch, innovation aur sabse badi baat youth power ka pratibimb hai. Hamari yuva shakti ki innovation, risk-taking ability aur entrepreneurship aaj nayi bulandi chhu rahi hai.
Meanwhile, 2025 also saw a structural reform in nuclear energy and scientific governance. The Atomic Energy Bill 2025, known as Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India, was approved by the Union Cabinet last year. The move opened the sector to provide participation for the first time. With Rohan, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Switzerland, about 40 people were killed and another 115 injured after an explosion and fire ripped through the Le Constellation Bar in Crans-Montana Ski Resort in Valle Canton on New Year's Eve. Police said the seriously injured were taken to hospitals in Sion and other cities, while rescue teams, helicopters and ambulances rushed to the scene. The cantonal government declared a special situation to mobilize emergency resources. Authorities are investigating the cause but have ruled out an attack. Swiss President Guy Parmelin postponed his New Year's address and expressed condolences to victims and their families. In Bangladesh, a 50-year-old Hindu businessman was brutally attacked, stabbed and set on fire by miscreants in Damudya Upazila of Shariatpur district on Wednesday night, police said. The victim, Khokhon Chandra Das, who runs a medicine shop and mobile banking service at Kyurbhanga Bazaar, was returning home when a group of attackers stopped him near Tiloi area, assaulted him with sharp weapons and robbed him of cash. The assailants then poured flammable liquid on him and set him afire. Several people have been killed during the overnight unrest in Iran as the country faces its most significant wave of protests in 3 years, triggered by soaring inflation and mounting economic hardship. Iranian media and rights groups confirmed deaths in multiple locations, including the western city of Lordegan and the central province of Isfahan, as clashes between demonstrators and security forces intensified yesterday. The violence marks a sharp escalation of protests that began on Sunday when shopkeepers took to the streets over the government's handling of a currency crisis and rapidly rising consumer prices. More from our correspondent.
Demonstrations continued on Thursday in southern Fars province, according to local sources. The unrest comes at a precarious moment for Iran's clerical leadership, as Western sanctions continue to batter an economy already grappling with nearly 40% inflation. The country is still reeling from the Israeli and U.S. airstrikes in June that targeted nuclear facilities and military command structures. Tehran has responded to the spreading protests with tightened security measures and an apparent attempt at reconciliation, with the government announcing on Thursday that authorities would hold direct talks with representatives of trade unions and merchants. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
The decks have been cleared for setting up a national sports board and a sports tribunal as key provisions of India's National Sports Governance Act came into force. The move will enable the government to begin restructuring the country's sports administration. Under the notified provisions, executive committees of these bodies will be limited to 15 members and must include at least 2 sports persons of merit. The proposed 3-member National Sports Board will have powers to grant affiliation, monitor finances and penalize national federations with affiliation mandatory for government funding. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh and Chandigarh today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Naresh. New Year celebrations have been reported on the front pages of most dailies. Capital rings in 2026 with celebrations, prayers, writes the Tribune. New Year Day footfalls choke city, reports the Times of India, adding that the New Year frenzy sent traffic in central Delhi haywire. Stories of attacks on Hindus are getting covered prominently as attacks continue unabated in Bangladesh. Another Hindu attack set ablaze in Bangladesh is a top headline in the Asian Age. Cigarettes are set to get costlier from 1st February as excise duty on cigarettes has been hiked, reports Hindustan Times. Tobacco stocks tumble on 40% higher Sintex, writes Financial Express. PM to flag off first Vande Bharat sleeper train this month, headlines the Statesman. And finally, all that glitters is not gold may not be always true. The share of loans against gold in total credit has doubled on high price of metal, reports the Economic Times, quoting RBI data. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India's first bullet train to be launched on August 15, 2027 between Mumbai and Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparwar Relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi tomorrow. For the first time, Indian Army's animal contingent to march on Kartavya Path in National Capital during Republic Day Parade 2026. 40 people killed and 115 injured in fire at Swiss ski resort during New Year Eve celebrations. Violent protests erupt across Iran over worsening economic conditions and decks cleared for setting up of National Sports Board as key provisions of India's National Sports Governance Act come into force. And with that, PN The Morning News. Have a nice day.